There's a new kind of classroom that's springing up in Vermont high schools. It's called a Maker's Lab and usually features high-tech design and manufacturing tools. At St. Johnsbury Academy, the lab's purpose is not to teach specific workforce skills, but to foster creativity. VPR's Charlotte Albright recently watched some young inventors at work.
The makerspace in the basement of St. Johnsbury Academy is the brainchild of assistant principal Jeff Burrows. He used to work at IBM. Showing off a 3D printer and copier, a lathe, and a computer-driven cutting tool, Burrows explains how this new lab encourages creativity.
Not that dissimilar from what you would see in an art studio or in a classroom as a writer. So the idea with us in technical education is we're not trying to develop a specific piece or pieces for a workforce. We're trying to develop people that are craftsmen.
People like freshman math student Allie Brink.
In class, we're working on designing 3D catapults to launch M&Ms.
Sadly, at the moment, this printer in the Maker's Lab is spinning out gossamer threads of plastic looking more like a bird's nest than a catapult. But teachers say kids learn as much from failures like that as from successes. Michaela Kane, also a freshman, says making and refining her tiny catapult has taught her a lot more about math than she would have learned from a textbook.
So I think that's really cool, and I think it's important for creativity.
For some young designers, this lab could even be the first stop on a career path. Abby Jacobs is a senior. In the Northeast Kingdom, she needs versatile skis that work well in the mixed conditions you often find on Burke Mountain. Ice, powder, slush, sometimes all on the same slope. So she created what she calls all-mountain skis. The models are about as long as plastic picnic knives.
You know, some kids look at my skis and are like, oh, those are plastic knives. But they didn't understand, like, the exact measurements that, you know, I created and then put into this program. So it's really an image from, you know, just my imagination into a physical thing.
After college, she hopes to start her own sports equipment company using state-of-the-art software, equipment, and materials. But the Academy's Maker's Lab also has vintage machines. Kennametal, one of the oldest manufacturers in the region, gave the Academy two metal cutting machines when it closed its doors last spring. Math teacher Jim Baker says he's glad to add those relics to the new makerspace.
Well, ask any automotive teacher, why do I need to teach my kids about how a carburetor works? You need to know the history. You need to understand the fundamentals before you can get into the really technical way we do it now.
And Baker says combining old and new equipment also builds bridges between different kinds of students. Too often, he says, schools have placed kids who like to design with computers in a college-bound track and others who would rather work with their hands in more vocational settings. Much better, he says, to build teams that can solve a problem together in both two and three dimensions. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.